This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Welcome. You are listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitij Anand. He's the markets editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, yesterday we did see a subdued beginning to this week for the markets, but today has been a good recovery as well.
Absolutely. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. And Sakshi, if you remember, you know, we talked about this yesterday as well and said that it is just consolidation and probably just a knee-jerk reaction after what happened to Infosys, and bulls are back again. In fact, bulls managed to push the index back above the crucial resistance level, you know, of 39,000 on the Sensex, and Nifty also reclaimed 11,600 levels on closing basis in today's trading session. In fact, late buying helped bulls to take charge of D Street. Now, index took support at its 5 days exponential moving average, which we have also been highlighting for the past few days, that this moving average, this is the short-term moving average and has acted as a crucial support for the index for the eighth consecutive day in a row. In fact, it has been acting as support since October 10th. Now, technical experts advise investors to hold on to positions and wait for a breakout above 11,772 and 11,798 to initiate any fresh long positions, in the market at this point in time. In fact, if you look at, in the past two or three trading sessions, then whenever Nifty comes, in the close proximity of 11,700, we are seeing quite a bit of selling pressure around about that time. So, definitely 11,700, a break above 11,770 will be crucial for an upside towards 12,000 levels. In fact, on the sectoral front, oil and gas, realty, capital goods and metals closed the session in the red, while auto, IT and consumer durables were the top gainers, up in the range of 0.8 to 1.2%. Now, experts feel that the market is likely to remain volatile in the near term with stock-specific opportunities. And on the global front, in fact, investors will keep a close eye on US-China trade talks and progress on the Brexit deal. So, in fact, all these measures are likely to chart the market direction in the near term.
Absolutely, Kshitij. Now, talking about the specific stocks and sectors, where was the action today really?
Well, more specifically, auto index outperformed. In fact, it was up 1.1%, followed by IT index, which gained 1.15%. So definitely we saw a rebound in the IT stocks. If you remember, IT index or BSE IT index was down around about 7% in yesterday's trading session, thanks to, fallen Infosys, which was down around about 16%. So good that we are able to hold on to that lower levels of support levels. And so IT index gained by more than 1%, and consumer durable index was up around about 0.8%. On the losing front, telecom index plunged more than 3%, followed by oil and gas, which was down 1.4%, and the realty index also slipped 1.08%. In fact, volume spike was seen in stocks like Bajaj Auto, Havells India, SRF, Hexaware, and Colgate Palmolive. Now, long buildup was seen in stocks like NIT Technologies, Jubilant Foodworks, and Bajaj Auto, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Chola Finance, RBL Bank, and Hexaware. And I believe, Sakshi, you're also tracking some stocks based on the news flow.
Absolutely, Kshitij. I also have a whole list of stocks which were in action today. Now, first of all, HCL Technologies, that climbed about 2.9% in trade today, right ahead of its company's September quarter earnings, wherein the company is expected to report about double-digit growth sequentially. Now, apart from this, Bajaj Auto also gained about 1% in trade today to close at 3,158 after the company reported a healthy 21.7% year-on-year growth in Q2 profit, largely driven by the corporate tax cut benefit. Now, shares of Affle India rallied over 14% in trade today to close at 1397 after the company filed 14 technology patents in Singapore and the US. Now, shares of ICICI Securities also closed with a gain of over 9% to close at 311 after the company reported better than expected earnings in Q2 FY20. From the banking space, Kotak Mahindra Bank also slipped about 1% in trade today to close at 1,607 rupees, a day after the company's Q2 scorecard showed its asset quality has weakened sequentially. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, if you could help us understand what are the technical patterns really suggesting to us and how should traders and investors really prepare for tomorrow?
Absolutely. Well, on the technical charts, or at least from the candlestick pattern side, Nifty formed a doji kind of a pattern on the daily charts, which suggests indecisiveness among the bulls as well as the bears. And as already pointed, in the beginning of the chat, that 11,700 levels will be an important resistance level for the bulls. And if in case we have to make any attempt to claw back towards 12,000, I think 11,700 is your first hurdle. Now, if in case we are able to hold on to that gain and do not slip below 11,550, 11,500 levels, I think bulls are here to stay. Now, three levels to watch out for in tomorrow's trading session, that is Thursday, 24th of October, would be 11,554. That is your intraday low formed in Wednesday's trading session. On the high side, the first bit of resistance will be at 11,651, which is the intraday high of, in fact, Wednesday's trading session. And then the 11,700 levels will be an important resistance level to watch out for.
Now, right.
Maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 11,700, and maximum put open interest is placed at 11,000 followed by 11,500. So I believe that, Sakshi, I think tomorrow we should see some bit of more consolidation, and bulls should be able to hold on to their grip on Indian markets.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Shatish, for sharing these insights and also the strategy for the investors as well. And with that, it's a wrap on this podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.